Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Odd Couple fans, listen up. If you miss any portion of this show, all you have to do is download the podcast. There's new episodes that go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. We got a great second hour for you. Eddie House, the NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, will join us to get us ready for the upcoming NBA season. Rob, you wanted to say something about this baseball game?
Yeah. The Diamondbacks get it done, Chris. And Shekel City, 3-0, Chris Broussard. That's 5-0 the last 2 days.
Congratulations.
I had Diamondbacks plus 1.5 runs. Obviously, they didn't need it because they won 2-1. I had them on the money line, which is just straight winning the game, Chris. And I also had them and the Diamondbacks and Phillies under 9 runs. The over-under was 9, so I had under, and obviously only 3 runs were scored. So there it is. The Diamondbacks are back in this series, Chris. They go home, and they've this is what pitching does. That's all. We talked about it a little earlier. Pitching changes series. You get a great pitching performance, you give up one run to that lineup, and then boom, you're back into the series.
And of course, now the Houston Astros, Texas Rangers playing in the nightcap. And in the NFL, we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New Orleans Saints.
Big sports
about to
night,
get ready
yes.
to do it. Yes, big night. Big game, too, for both of these teams in the
Saints
NFL.
Need to win, Chris.
No. 3-3. Their defense is legit. Derek Carr just hasn't been what they expected. It's as simple as that. And Rob, when he was in with the Raiders, he never had a great defense. He never had a defense that even was ranked in the top 19, believe it or not.
Really?
And so he got a lot of cover. You know, nobody thought of him as Aaron Rodgers or anything, but he did get a lot of cover, like, hey, the defense doesn't support him, and so on and so forth. Well, now the Saints have the 6th-ranked defense in the league. And they are not scoring points. They've only scored over 20 points once. That was against New England, which is obviously struggling this year. And he's got a lot of weapons, both in the backfield and at the receiving core. And so he's got to get it done. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Derek Carr has to play better. All right, Rob. Speaking of Derek Carr, one of his buddies, Devontae Adams, who left Aaron Rodgers and the Packers as a free agent a few years ago to go to play with Carr, who was his teammate, his quarterback at Fresno State. And they were going to team up last year for the Raiders, and they did. And the team wasn't very good, but Adams put up huge numbers, mostly with Carr. And then, of course, Carr was jettisoned, and now he's with the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
And Devontae Adams, Rob, is got to be just kicking himself. But these last two games, now, ironically, the Raiders, who are 3-3, won their last two games, but they're over the Packers and the Patriots. Devontae, Rob, has 6 receptions, only 2 in the last game, for fewer than 80 yards. And he is none too pleased, and he talked about it yesterday.
When you're a player like me, mentally, my benchmark is not wins and losses, it's greatness. So when I go out there, I expect to be able to have that ability to put that on tape and have the an influence on the game. That's my purpose for being here. I'm not here just to hang out. Came here to win and to do it the right way. If it don't look like it's supposed to look, then I mean I'm gonna be frustrated if I'm not a part of that plan, because as you know, I have the opportunity to go and to change that and make it look like a much better pitcher out there. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm gonna be frustrated. It's not about me, but you know, I'm one of the bigger pieces, you know, as to why this offense is gonna go. And if I'm not getting it, then that's obviously not according to plan.
Can you argue with that? And this is not being a diva or whatever. I get it. He expects to be a part of it. He expects, if they're going to get to that level, that he is going to be a big part of the offense. It's not like they're lighting the house on fire, Chris, without him, like offensively.
No.
They're struggling. No. Even when they beat, think about this. Even when they beat the Patriots, everybody else is scoring, you know, 35 points on them, and they just barely beat them. And the Raiders are averaging 16.7 points per game, 5th worst in the NFL.
That's terrible.
And they still haven't eclipsed 20 points, Chris, offensively in any game. Not yet. So I get all of that, and I'm here to say, I know Aaron Rodgers isn't in Green Bay anymore, Chris, or whatever. But I just wonder. I know Devontae wanted to move there. He wanted to live in Nevada and all that, and reunite.
Close to California.
Yeah, reunite with his college quarterback and all that. And I get all that. But to go to the Raiders and be a part of this, where you're not in the mix, and you have a coach that really hasn't figured it out without Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels. And then what they did to his quarterback, knowing he came there for him. I bet you he probably regrets that he went to the Raiders, because he shouldn't have to be standing there explaining why he's not getting the football and why he's frustrated and why this team offensively isn't where it should be when you have a guy of his caliber. And then, you know, this year they're, 3-3, so they're at least .500. But it's not great. It hasn't been great.
Rob, let's just keep it real. How could he not? How could he not regret it? Now, I get you. You've talked about being the Green Bay and what it's like and what it is and what it is not. And it is not California.
We know that.
It is not Las Vegas.
Covering the Lions, I've been to Green Bay, Wisconsin, one time every year for 20 years. You know what I mean? I know the place.
So I can understand him wanting, no offense to Green Bay and the people in Wisconsin, but I can understand him not wanting to be there. Now, there is this, Rob. You're only there parts of the season. You can live wherever you want in the off season. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, you don't have.
It's not like you have to. You're relegated to Green Bay, Wisconsin, 12 months a year. But so he may, you know, maybe personally, he's glad that he's out of that town and in a bigger city. Although I'm sure, Rob, it's hard to kind of enjoy it to the degree that he'd like to, being that he's not happy with the football situation. And he has gone, it was a bad enough drop going from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr. All right. But imagine going from Aaron Rodgers to Jimmy Garoppolo, with all due respect to Jimmy's, he won games, but you know, he's not a top level quarterback. But now it's Aaron Rodgers to Aiden O'Connell and Brian Hoyer.
Right.
And you and I talked about this when he left Green Bay. Is he already a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame? It's iffy. I mean, wide receivers don't just get in.
No, that actually, wide receivers struggle getting in. It took Chris Carter a million years.
Yeah,
it ain't that easy. It's not automatic. We did see Calvin Johnson get in his first ballot, and Randy Moss got in first ballot. But it's a struggle to get.
Yeah,
in.
And a lot of people took issue with him saying, I'm not measured by wins and losses. I'm measured by greatness. And I get on the surface, that might sound like,
yeah,
what?
I get it. But he is right, Chris. I don't mean to interrupt you.
He's absolutely right.
He's right because we don't measure wide receivers on that. Only quarterbacks get measured on that. I agree with
right.
that.
Right.
Because otherwise, if that's the case, Calvin Johnson wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, Chris.
Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald, Steve Largent. And you said it, Calvin Johnson. What do all those got? Terrell Owens, friend of the show. None of them have a Super Bowl ring.
Right.
Does it matter? I'm not, and I am not. I believe wholeheartedly that every single one of them and Devontae Adams want to win as bad as anybody else. But your greatness at the end of your career or even during your career is not going to be, oh, he won 3 Super Bowls.
No.
That's icing on the cake. Won Super Bowls is like icing on the cake. Rob, Tyreek Hill has won a Super Bowl. Are we talking more about him winning a Super Bowl with the Chiefs or him being this dynamic individual athlete?
It's about that.
Who all of a sudden has two about to win an MVP.
Right. It's way more about being dynamic and whatnot, and definitely not. And he's right that it isn't a win-loss thing. Nobody knows, hey, what was, what's Devontae's win-loss record?
What right. We don't know it. No. It doesn't matter at all in that regard. But that is for quarterbacks. But for the receivers, it is about, how great they are individually. Now, I will say this, Rob, and I think you'll probably agree with me. If Devontae was on Miami or Cincinnati and they were winning and he was only getting 3 targets a game, for a couple of game stretch, and he did this, then it would look bad. Because those are teams that actually have a chance to, they're in the Super Bowl.
That would be selfish.
Right?
That would be selfish.
That would be selfish. But this team, I don't care. I mean, look, God bless them. And Rob G, that's your team. It's nice and cute that they've won 2 games straight. But they're not. They're far from a contender, and they're not even getting in the playoffs. Let's keep it real.
Of course, he's wearing his Raiders shirt today. He had to just show me Rob G.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, when you say – he's saying it because he's like, look, for us to even be remotely good – he didn't say this, but this is what he means – I got to be involved. We got no chance if I'm not involved.
Right. And who are you throwing to if you're not throwing to
right.
me? Help me out.
So, yeah, I got no issues with what Devontae said. Rob, I think we said this. That was a tough move, man. Especially when we get Green Bay was kind of lowballing him initially.
But they offered him. But then they came back with the same offer. So he could have stayed. And like I said, I just know that whatever was going on in Green Bay, Chris, whether it was with Aaron Rodgers or even Jordan Love, he'd be a big part of it. He'd be getting the football.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't think there'd be any question about it. Jordan Love might be a better quarterback already.
Right. No, that's a good point. And hard to leave Aaron Rodgers. Heck, Aaron Rodgers might still be there.
He might still be there. He might have been like, I'm not going anywhere. My guy Devontae's here.
Right.
Where am I going?
Absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Do you have an issue with what Devontae Adams said? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Devontae Adams. Rob and I have no issues whatsoever with what he said. What about you?
Cincinnati. Chris, Cincinnati will always be close to us, and the Astros are off to a 3-0 lead. But you grew up there,
Bregman,
and you spent time
triple,
there.
Two-run triple. My father grew up there. My brother was born there.
Right. I mean,
That was my formative years were there from age before I was 1 to 7.
That's enough. You had a long
great
Cincinnati.
Memories.
Yeah.
I still got friends that my first friend was from Cincinnati, and we're still buddies to this day.
Wow. And, of course, I worked there, so I've got the Cincinnati bug as well. All right, WKRP, one of our favorites. Yep. 877-99 on Fox.
Was that show any good?
No.
I mean, it was good back then.
The show wasn't good.
You watched it recently?
No, yeah, it's awful.
Back then, it was a hit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good.
Chris, it's awful. I don't even know, like, awful. Like, I love the theme
song.
That's
why they had Lonnie Anderson on there to make sure people watch.
Watch, right. They were watching her, all
right. Right.
Let's go to Vincent in Columbus, Ohio. Speaking of Ohio, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. I was hearing in on this conversation. Long-time listener, by the way. Love what you guys do.
Appreciate it.
I was going to say with Devontae Adams and what he said, I personally don't have a problem with it, but I can definitely see why it could be perceived as him being kind of selfish with the stats and all of that. But right. Do you guys kind of think he kind of ruined his, like, chances of getting into the Hall of Fame by moving to the Raiders?
He heard it, I think. I mean, and look, he may make it. I mean, he had a tremendous run
with the Packers.
With the Packers, right.
It's hard to like, right, but it ain't – like the layup that it was.
Nah,
that's all
right,
I'm saying.
Exactly.
That was a layup.
He definitely did not help himself. And as Rob said, it's hard for receivers to get in the Hall of Fame. And A lot of guys are putting up big numbers nowadays, Rod, because they throw the ball so much more. You know, I still think he's probably leaning toward that.
I agree. I don't think he's falling out of it.
No.
Because he had a good year last year, right? I mean,
last year his numbers were his second best year statistically.
Yeah, he had a good year, right?
Yeah.
Rick in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
What's up, my brothers? How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Great, man.
I'm good, man. I don't have an issue with what Davante Adams said, but I do disagree with him and with you guys on this on one thing. I think the wide receivers are not measured by wins or Super Bowls, but I could definitely tell you that there are two receivers in the Hall of Fame that I don't care what era they played, they have no business being in the Hall of Fame with their stats. And the only reason they're there is because they had four Super Bowls, and one of them was the Super Bowl MVP.
Lynn Swann.
We already know. Lynn Swann is a controversial Hall of Famer. Like,
right. He got in the last possible. And he was my favorite player growing
up.
But most people thought he should have been a Hall of Famer.
But a lot of people don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Who's the other guy?
What I would say, who's the other guy?
His teammate, John Stallworth.
Here's the first thing is this, though. Okay, that's a good comment, Rick. But, Rod, we got to clear this up. Terry Bradshaw didn't throw the ball a lot. They were a running team, and obviously they had the steel curtain defensively.
Right.
So Bradshaw's numbers aren't very good. And we've talked about it, Rod. You go through a whole host of quarterbacks and their numbers aren't good.
Right.
And so Bradshaw, look at his – he was a three-time Pro Bowler. Three. That's it. The Pro Bowl, not all pro. But he was such a winner. And granted, he's a quarterback. But, Rob, I do think that there are I stand by my comment and your belief as well that receivers aren't measured by the Super Bowls. But they won so prolifically. Swann and Stallworth were not only members of those four Super Bowl teams, but they made huge catches. Lynn Swann made some of the greatest catches in NFL history in those Super Bowls.
Right.
He's got a couple of,
and
like,
people
bombs.
Remember those,
yeah.
But people
and
remember those
them.
In big games, Chris.
Yep.
Big games.
Yep.
And when you play on big games and you make big plays, people remember that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's a Hall of Fame. He played for that Pittsburgh Steelers team. You remember that catch he made? That is where he fits in. But I'm with you. I mean, he is definitely – I've heard a lot of people question Lynn.
Well, I think he got in – there's a limit, right? Is it 15 years or something?
Was it his last chance?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's squeeze in Kenny, also in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kenny?
Guys, love the show.
Thank
Lifetime
you.
Lifetime Raiders fan here in Florida since 1978.
What?
And I got a huge problem with Devontae's comment.
All right, let's hear it. I loved it. Let's hear it.
All right, first, he's supposed to be a leader in the clubhouse, number one. All right, he's supposed to set the example. If the comments are true and that's how he really feels, those conversations need to be had with his agent. They don't need to be made public. Say what you want about Josh Daniels, but if he's trying to create a culture of win, especially after our third win where we finally get it to 500, he's going to be the guy to take a single one-man stance on that particular issue. I find it completely repulsive. I find it completely selfish. It might be how he feels, but it's the wrong avenue and the wrong venue to say it.
Look, I get where you're coming from, and I think, Rob, most people nationally, We're looking at the Raiders as a bad team.
Chris,
we're looking at them as a team with no chance to get to the playoffs, let alone anything beyond that. And I think this is a fan saying, you know what I mean? Oh, we finally got a little something
going. But if you really look at the numbers, why you got to come out and say that?
Look at the numbers
and what the team is doing. We just said it.
16.7
points, and they haven't scored over 20. Like, in this NFL, Chris, where everybody's throwing the ball around the yard? Really?
Right.
And you got Davante Adams, and everybody else put up a 30-piece on Bill Belichick, and you can't even score? You barely beat them?
Yeah. Nah, I hear you on that. All right, Eddie House is around the corner first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House.
Eddie
House, what up, bro?
Yo, yo, what's happening?
Hey, I know you heard our conversation earlier about Devontae Adams and his comments about not getting the ball following two wins for that team. So what are your thoughts on that?
Let's cut the music. Okay, cool. This is what I believe. At the end of the day, your best players need to be involved regardless. I don't care what sport we're playing in, especially basketball and football, right? They have to have the opportunity to make plays, the reason why you pay those guys. And when you're just a decoy, when you do have the opportunity to get to him, if it's one-on-one opportunities or if some coverage is rolled the other way for whatever reason, you got to take a look at him. And he has every right to be upset. They're not winning. Yeah, they got two wins, but they're not a winning team right now. And what they have been doing is not been winning. Me being a Raider fan, I'll say this. I understand that when you come in and have a new coach, new GM, and they're tied to the hip, you're not those people guys. You know, look at Hunter Renfro's dealing with it. You know, he should be getting more looks. They got rid of Darren Waller. I mean, we've seen this all over the league. Some people cut their nose off, spite their face,
yep.
Basically what I'm trying to say.
How do you not get the ball to Devontae? I'm sorry. I don't care what offense. Not like they're lighting up the offense, Eddie. I mean, 16.7 points a game? That's it.
Because you wake up every single morning and bump your head. That's why.
Right.
All right, Eddie, let's go to the NBA. And this is a controversial guy to some people. Obviously, he had the issue last year with Draymond Green. But as far as his game, particularly his offensive game, the boy can ball. And I'm talking about Jordan Poole. And you saw last night, now he's with the Washington Wizards, no longer with Golden State, was traded from there. Put up 41 points in 27 minutes. I get it, it's preseason. It was against the Knicks. But I think he's going to go to Washington and average big numbers, like 26, maybe more a game. What do you think he's going to do in Washington? And what are your thoughts on him in general? Some people think he's not a winning player, but I think he was the second leading scorer on that last championship team for Golden State. So give me your thoughts on Poole and what he'll do this year.
Oh, he for sure a hooper. He could put the ball in the hole. Ain't no question about that. Where he's at, that's not going to equate wins. I don't see Washington winning.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so he's a baller, you know, and it's just the circumstance that happened with Golden State and him, that just puts him in a different category because otherwise he would still be in Golden State, I believe. But because of the circumstance that happened, he's not there any longer, and now he's not playing on a winning team. Now, he'll put up more numbers, but won't have a chance to win like they did when he was with Golden State. And sometimes less numbers with winning equates being actually more valuable, if that even makes sense. And
no, I get it.
But you know what I'm saying? But you know what, Chris? I think what it is, you look at him and you be like, man, that's how I could have balled, man. He kind of looked like me a little bit back when I was a youngster, too.
Well, he's a handsome fella. He's a handsome fella. I ain't going to lie.
Wow.
No, but I do think, Eddie, that he will – you're right. Like, and he may not mind. He's got his ring. He's a young player. He might just want to ball out. You know what I mean? And they ain't going to win. You're right. But let me add quickly before you go to Rob. Do you, and we probably should have asked this last year, but how do you think players look at him? I'm not talking about as a player. I'm talking about from the situation with Draymond. Do dudes look at that like, man, yeah, go ahead.
No, at the end of the day, look, it's like this. You a man, you stand on your square, right? So if anybody tests you, then you got to get down, right? And you stand on how you get down. And from there, you know, one circumstance don't lead to how you are for the rest of your life, right? Because somebody could do something stupid, you know what I mean? And
right.
Somebody could hold that against them for the rest of their life. Somebody cannot do something, and somebody could hold that against them for the rest of their life unless you say, nah, this ain't who I am. This is where I stand, and my square is like this, and I ain't budging on that. And so at the end of the day, you know, that's something that happened. It was unfortunate, But we all got to move on from that. You know what I mean? We so far, so many days removed from that. There's so much other things going on in the NBA, and not only NBA, but in the world, but in the NBA specifically, because that's what we're talking about, to where you can't hold a young, especially he's young, you can't hold a youngster for whatever how they act right then. Because think about when you were his age, you would look back and be like, man, I never would have acted like that. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm thinking about it, I would never act like that. But, you know, circumstances change. So hopefully he's matured and he's continuing to grow and be a better man and stand in his square. And that's the bottom line. Stand on your square no matter what you are.
Let me ask you about Denver and them coming into the season. After you win a championship, do you feel just satisfied, Eddie, or do you feel like there's more to go? Because I look at that team, I think that there's no ceiling there. They got young players who are still getting better. They got confidence now of winning a championship. They arguably have the best player on their team. Other guys can still contribute. What do you think the feeling is there? Like, we can make this happen again.
Well, I would think that they have to believe that, especially when your leaders, you know, you still have your leaders there. You know, your head coach, your head coach still will be there.
Right.
But your number one player, your number two player, and your number three player, you know, are still there. Those guys are still there. So I'll liken it to when we won a championship in 2008. I know it was a long time ago, and people say, oh, y'all want to hold on to that. Now, yeah, we are going to hold on.
You don't hold on to it. I don't blame it. What are you talking about?
We did it, though, because we did it, though. And when we came back, go ahead and let the record reflect. If you look, we was on our way to do it again. KG got hurt, and that kind of derailed everything. And we had that mission of we're going back-to-back. You know, those things don't happen. And when you have the opportunity and when that window is open, you don't even care if somebody try to close the window or close the door. You're trying to kick it down because you know what you've done and how you can do it. I think that they're coming in with the mindset of, hey, man, we're trying to repeat. And if they don't have that mindset, they'll be at the bottom end of the West. And let me tell you this. The Western Conference is a gauntlet, period. It's heavy over there. It is real heavy over there in the Western Conference. So if they don't come with that mindset, they might find themselves fourth, fifth seed if they don't have that mindset.
Eddie, speaking of the West, I'm looking at it. The only team I can say – Maybe two, depending on how this guy develops. You know who I'll be talking about. Portland and the San Antonio. They're like the only teams that aren't going – I mean, Houston's not going to probably be a playoff team, but even those three teams have young talent, right? Like, they're going to have pretty good futures. But everybody else, man, is like in the playoff race. It's right. Crazy over there. But yeah. Let me – speaking of the West, Harden, we know the situation with James Harden. Do you like him with the – let's say we know that they turned down the trade for Terrence Mann. They wouldn't give up Terrence Mann for him. Let's say they do, just for sake of conversation. Do you like Harden with the Clippers, and what do you think that makes them?
No, I'll tell you the reason why I don't like Harden with the Clippers is because they don't like Harden with the Clippers. Because Terrence Mann and – you know what I mean? Terrence Mann and James Harden should be like a no-brainer. But what they're saying is we're not going to mortgage our future for somebody that we feel is – I don't feel this. I feel that he still has something left in the tank. He led the league last year in assists. He still can do some things and still can be productive out on the court. He won't be productive the way that he was when he was an MVP, but he can still find ways to help a team win in different ways. But they feel like that's not there. That's the answer right there. Like, they feel that's not a good deal. I just feel that James sometimes goes everybody's different. It's ways you could go about handling your business, and I'm never one to say how somebody should handle their own personal business. But at the same time, I feel like it's a track record. It's I won't risk if I've seen it happen twice before. Right? What they say. Right. First time, shame on you. But, you know, however they say whatever that term is.
Right, and then there's shame on me.
Shame on me. Yeah.
First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. And third time, shame on all of us. You know what I'm saying?
It's the third time, right? That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, that's our man Eddie House, the NBA champion. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Right on. Y'all be cool, man. Take care.
Yep, Shop Talk is next. Will and Jada on the docket. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, which I do, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases, no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. It's time, y'all, for Shop Talk.
Nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we talk about something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us courtesy of Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't know if you know this, but she's got a new book coming out.
And is that why she's making the rounds with Hoda and
everything? She is going on every platform available to talk about how... Yeah,
and is it seeming like she's madly in love with her husband?
Not at all.
No, she's emasculating him.
She's emasculating him. She's saying that, you know, even though we're married, we haven't actually been a husband and wife for, you know, years.
But since 2016.
Yeah, and then it kind of reached the boiling point.
I was married sooner than that.
Reached the boiling point this morning, actually. She made an appearance in Baltimore to talk about the book. And Will Smith was there with her, surprisingly, and he described their relationship as, quote, brutiful, which means it's both brutal and beautiful. And he added later, it's a sloppy public experiment in unconditional love. Simple question. I want to start with Chris. Chris is a man of the cloth. He has
more morals than
everybody in this room put together. But Chris, do you think that they just need a... Call it quits, get a divorce.
Look, I am fundamentally against divorce.
But not in this case.
When I got married 28 years ago, my mentality was divorce is not an option. But there are, you know, you guys know I try to follow the Bible the best I can. There are biblical reasons for divorce. And they've met them. I mean, it's out there. We know she committed adultery, right? With August Alsina and all that.
We know it. They were married.
The entanglement.
Yep.
Right. And so, like Rob said, she has emasculated him publicly, and it seems like he's madly in love with her, and she is just, I don't know, tolerating him? Like, really? And obviously, his career, she had a nice career, but...
Not like
I mean,
him.
He's a movie star. He's a freaking legend.
He's an international movie star,
right.
Chris.
It makes you wonder, like, is that why she... I don't... they need to get divorced. And Will is just making him look really sad. And I'm a big Will Smith fan, but it's making him look really sad.
It's hard for me to continue to be a Will Smith fan. Like, Chris, you got to have some dignity and some respect for yourself, okay? It's not working. I get it. Right. It's sad. You got kids together. Like, people get divorced. And sometimes, Chris, there's no choice. There's no – what love is there? I don't see any – there's love that you're going to go and write a book and make money and talk about how you just kind of tolerate each other and been with each other.
Right.
But you have no love for each other? I just
– And his explanation, because we didn't play it, but I heard it today. He's talking about unconditional love. First of all, you're not God, all right? You're not – I mean, there are things a person can do to you. Well, you might love them still, but it can be from a distance.
And you can say that I can't be with you, though.
Right. Like, I can't. Look, I forgive you. I love you, but we cannot be together.
We can't be together.
Period. Because trust is important, too. How in the world can y'all have trust with each other? You know? And so, I mean, did she say something like she was surprised when he went up, when he referred to her as his wife?
Yeah.
When he hit Chris Rock?
Yep.
That's like, crazy. What? They're married.
I would say ruined. He largely ruined his career to some degree, right?
Right, because over
some
that. Degree, oh, no, he right, damaged his career. No doubt.
Right. And she and to have her back, he damaged his career. And that's what you going to say? I mean, it will.
Rob
it's just
G.,
like,
where are you?
Come on.
I'll tell you what. It's embarrassing for all parties involved, but if they're cool with their situation, because they say, both of them on the record, we live completely separate lives for the last 5 years.
So why are you still married? Right.
Maybe there's some kind of tax implications. There's got to be a reason as to why they're just not getting a divorce.
That just doesn't make sense. Alex, you cool with this? Your wife dipping out, doing it, and emasculating you on talk shows week after week?
Oh, I'd be gone.
Yeah, thank
I'd be gone.
You.
See, the thing that's sad, though, too, is I think this is like one of another example of why celebrities should not be worshipped, because they're not better than you and I. And they also go on public examples of why they have no idea what they're doing, and even on a public level of showing you how to not do it. It's actually sad to see somebody like Will Smith fall this far.
You guys are all right. But again, what is the rational reason for them to stay together? That's what I want. There has to be one.
There is none.
There to be one.
Look, he's got enough money. Obviously, she would get half. They got kids. They've been together for the long... She will, I guess, get half. Does he not want
to
give her half?
Maybe.
But he still will have so much money. And to be honest, and I know Rob will agree with this. All y'all will agree with this. Your dignity is more important than whatever amount of money, right? It's not like he's going to be in the poorhouse. Come on, man. People are looking, and especially dudes.
I mean, what she's done to him.
Like, yo,
what does she have? What's the hold over you?
Right.
To allow that to happen.
Goodness.
I don't know. I'm with you. I think it's classless. I really do.
Yeah. It's sad. It's ridiculous. Split.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.